The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most certain signs that a young man or young woman has a vocation to the priesthood or religious life is that when they speak about it, there is this overwhelming joy. They can't wait to leave everything to follow our Lord. And one of the sure signs that a person does not have a vocation is when they come and they feel forced into it. They'll say, and actually I encounter this with some regularity, they'll say, "Father, you know, I feel like I'm called to be a nun." And I'm like, "Well, gosh, you don't seem too excited about that." And they'll say, "You know, you see, like, they're forced by their family. Or maybe they're putting the pressure on themselves, like, "I'm never going to be perfect. You know, if I really wanted to please God, this is what I would do with my life." And it's either they're not yet called or they don't have a vocation because there's not that joy. One of the most beautiful aspects of our Lord's words today is he says, out of joy, a person goes and sells all that he or she has. The other night, speaking with Mother Dolores, she said, "Oftentimes people will say to me, 'Gosh, how is it possible that you left everything? That must have been so extremely difficult for you to do. You had it all.'" And she says, "Honestly, I think it was easier for me to leave everything because at a young age, I got to see all that this world has to offer. And I knew that it would never satiate the deepest desires of my heart." St. Ignatius of Loyola, it's a principle that he learned profoundly and would teach. This understanding of joy that comes when something is God's will. So after he was injured in battle and he is convalescing, all he could do was read. He was in a bed for over a year. And he would read books on the lives of saints or a book on the life of our Lord. And his heart would become aflame. And he thought, "Gosh, that's worth everything." And then he would read what he used to read, books on chivalry, on knighthood. You know, having a woman at your side, you know, if you're a nobleman. And they would surge his heart. But it would last just a while, and as soon as that surge of the heart was gone, he would find himself disconsolate, looking for something to feed his heart anew. And he started to realize, "Oh my gosh, there is a surpassing joy that this world cannot offer." Anyone who is going to follow our Lord with all their hearts has to have that experience at some time in their lives, where they realize this is a treasure that surpasses all other treasures and is worth giving everything for. And so even when a person lives in the world, a married man or a woman, a single woman, single man, they don't become a religious, a priest, a nun. There is, at that time, a withdrawal from the world, where they find themselves, all they want to do is spend more time in prayer or read holy books because they want to devour everything they can because it is this surpassing treasure. I want to close with the prayer of St. Ignatius, which helps us to rekindle that desire to belong totally to God no matter what our state in life is. St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote, "Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.